This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking about your level of buy-in with the Tigers who just keep winning. It's basically a discussion about how real this is. 90 wins, division champs, postseason run, World Series, all that stuff. Level of buy-in, and the ticket techs have been flying in. We've got the open lines, 248-539-9797. Texter says, I buy in, all in. Honestly, I thought we were going to contend for the wild card. Now I'm getting to the point, I'd be stunned if they don't win the division, Tom, in Flat Rock.
I don't think what the Guardians have right now is very sustainable. You look at their run differential, and they've done enough to win games. I just don't think it's sustainable, and I don't think Kansas City, while their pitching staff may be good, they're just not scoring enough runs.
The Tigers show that confidence has a snowball effect. Playoff gave them some, and now they're playing at their full potential. Well, I'd say this isn't their full potential. They don't have Vierling or Meadows yet, and they don't have any deadline addition that we anticipate they'll make. They should add at the deadline.
Well,
I mean, if they're in first place.
I mean, that's so far away. We haven't even discussed what they should do at the deadline.
They're getting even better. Like, they should only get better from here, which should fill people with a ton of confidence. Even if you don't think they're quite on the World Series level right now, you should have confidence in that there are reinforcements coming in the form of getting healthy, and they should be adding at the deadline. Ticket Texter says, I bought in for the opposite reason that Tom said. The fact that they don't have a star is why I'm buying in. It's a different player every day. AJ is playing genius with his matchups. They play to the strengths. And by the way, I paid money to watch this team streaming. I'm bought in.
There you go. If you're going to buy the app so that you can watch more games, I talked about it last week. This is a team that people want to see. And I do think that's a great point, that you're not just tuning in to see Riley Green. You're not just tuning it. Now, Scooble starts. Everybody wants to see a Scooble start. But you also want to see Jackson Jobe take the mound. Casey Mize has been terrific.
Yep.
And now you want to see, yesterday, I don't know that we see a six RBI performance from Trey Sweeney very often, but you have different guys stepping up on different days.
Like, how about Olsen the last few starts here? I mean, he's getting swings and misses, that changeup, that slider low in the zone.
Yeah.
This staff is, we thought they could be top five in baseball.
They're there.
Yeah, they are. Ticket Texter says, I will not buy in until they hit 10 above 500 or at least five up in the division.
Okay, 10 above 500. So maybe Wednesday morning.
With a rainout, maybe it's Thursday.
Maybe Wednesday afternoon. It's in between doubleheader, in between games.
Texter says, I completely bought in. I'm loving what I'm seeing. I think people might be hesitant because in this day and age, it doesn't seem like you're allowed to win big unless you, quote, buy a championship. See, Dodgers, we don't have that big money roster, which I think is fine. Charlie and Troy.
Yeah. I mean, you think it's the big money. I mean, it's so funny to have people right now because they are winning, and you can like it for whatever reason, but now they like it that they're winning and they didn't spend money. Like, what are we supposed to do with Chris Illich now?
John, stop at the first part. You like it that they're winning.
Period.
Like, right. What's fun baseball? What's exciting baseball? Winning. It's the most it's the sport that I think is the most dictated how much you enjoy watching it, regardless of strategy, if it wins.
Yes, because there's 162 of them. Yeah, there's 162 of them. And if you can win more of those than you lose, especially if you're winning series after series after series, then yeah, winning is fun. I mean, it's not a newsflash.
Guys, you know this. It doesn't take one or two people to win games. It takes a whole team. That's what we see out of this team, a collective, one of the best managers in the game. 90 wins is within reason. I love this team. I've bought in, and I can't wait for the playoffs.
I mean, one of the things I think gets overlooked a lot is their aggressive nature, their ability to go first to third. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you what, that lights a fire in a team when they can do that, when they got that green light and you play that kind of baseball. When you're on the field playing like that, it does it at any age that you play. It's like, we're gonna attack, and they're all in. To,
well, because all it takes is the other team has a throw up the line,
yeah,
and we got them. We got them. We got to them.
I just
you're
hope Joey
them.
Cora doesn't have a rotator issue. Rotator cuff issue, because that windmill, I mean, he has been whipping it.
You're right about that. Calling Javi that stupid name wasn't funny the last 20 times. Grow up, stop being annoying, have respect for the guy. He's playing great.
Yes. Well, as we know him as Javi, not great. As we know him as Javier, he's been great. You're just annoying. Now
the
now
Tigers are doing it too, though. The Tigers are doing it too. This is, come on, guys, have a little fun with us. Another one says, no one thought Torkan Baez would perform like this. This is completely unfair to act like we never needed Bregman. Sound the smarm alarm on yourself, Gov.
Oh. Hey, I'll agree with the Torkan Baez, but I still think even if they were maybe not contributing quite as much, this team would have survived this part of the season. And that's all we asked for going into the start of the season was be 500 when we get to May. Well, they're above 500 nine games because of what Baez and Torque have provided.
No one, and I say no one, I could almost say other than Torque, his mom, and his significant other, thought that he would be a contributor on this team.
Not like this. I mean, the Tigers themselves moved.
Not like this.
Colt Keith.
Not at all. No one even thought he would be on the roster.
Colt Keith moving to first base was a statement by the Tigers that they didn't think that
right.
we would see
and
this.
And I would count under the Torque and Baez, yes, they're why they're this good.
Yeah.
But they expected a lot from Colt Keith, and they haven't got it.
Right.
I mean, he's cost them two games, in my mind, in the field.
But his bat's waking up. So I think all is said and done, like, they're going to get quite a bit out of Colt Keith this season.
Let's hope.
And it's a good problem to have, because we remember we asked AJ during that first homestand, mm-hmm. and he's like, well, you know, we'll figure it out, basically. Like, there's no, Torres is going to play second. Well, that means Keith can play second on off days, DH, they can play him at first. Too many good bats is a really good problem to have. And they're going to run into it a little bit here when Vierling comes back. Yeah. So Vierling did a rehab assignment yesterday in Toledo. He was the DH. They'll work him into the field. John, I'll ask you the question. Who's the odd man out when Vierling does rejoin the team, maybe in the next week or two here?
It's probably Jace Young. Even though I loved his defense, and here's why this team is good, right? It's they're getting production at the plate from most guys, not Jace Young. Defensively, they've been good. In the field, they've made great plays. And we've seen it with Javi going over the wall to make a catch, the things he's done in center field. But to your point, who's going to go down when Vierling is available and comes up? I think it's probably going to be Jace Young. And that's most likely because Vierling will bring a bat along with a good glove at third base. And right now, Jace Young, that's all he does, play third base.
I think it'll be Jace Young. The other name, Tom, you had said this off air, the other name would be Justin Henry Molloy.
Yeah. I mean, he's not hitting the cover off the ball. He's only got one home run. He's batting under 200.
He doesn't bring plus defense.
Yeah.
So at least with Jace Young, you could say, hey, you got a glove. And I think it'd be one of those two guys. That'll go down. Yeah, and then the other one will go down when Meadows comes back.
Yeah. And then what happens when Manuel Margot is healthy? Like, because he was signed.
He was only here as like an injury replacement.
Right. But, I mean, his bat was actually pretty decent through six games. Okay, six games.
Yeah. I mean, who else can you even send down at that? Like, Andy Ibañez is gone at that point. I think they'll keep Andy Ibañez over
Margot. So, yeah.
And the other question is, Javi Baez has the highest WAR on this team. Where's he playing when Meadows is in center and Vierling's playing third? Sweeney, I mean, I guess it'll just come down to who's hot and matchups, which is great, but Javi won't have a home.
I think it'll come down to matchups more than who's hot. And last year when Parker Meadows came up, what was the issue? He came up for two or three games and he was dynamic, and then it was a hammy.
Right.
I think they're going to try and make sure that everybody stays fresh, everybody stays healthy, and it's still going to be about matchups. Does Javi provide a better bat at against a certain pitching matchup versus Parker Meadows? Parker Meadows, sure. Obviously, defensively, he's a true center fielder.
When you could do stuff too, pinch run with some of these guys if they don't start the game, pinch hit. We know AJ's very aggressive with those decisions in game. A texter says, if you guys wanted a big move, how about the fact that they DFA'd Maeda, Dave in Detroit, willing to eat the money?
Yeah, you were just hoping that to happen two weeks earlier. I mean, you were just about to give another strike.
No, I was not. But speaking of that, Ron wants to know, he says, I'm waiting for Cookies to apologize to Scott Harris. His comments on the local GMs are generally based on criticism of what they aren't doing as opposed to giving them credit when it's deserved. Oh, yeah, I think Scott Harris has done a good job.
I was just waiting to see what you were going to say.
I actually need to like pour my soul. I think he's done such a good job of upgrading the young talent on this baseball team. And you can see it even in the records in AA and AAA, that there is a full top-to-bottom system buy-in. I mean, they have one of the best farm systems in baseball, and they've got guys that should be valuable not only as call-ups, but trade chips. And that will be the next step for Scott Harris is he's repaired this organization. It's now, what will he do to get them to that next level?
See, I would say you did apologize to him because your apology word or your word you use to criticize is strike. You removed the strike last year when they made the playoffs. Yeah. Strike two. He took it away. To me, that's your way of saying I'm
check
sorry.
Check swing.
It was peeled down to first base, and it was upon further review, not this glaring issue for Scott Harris.
What's it going to take to get rid of the Eduardo strike?
So I think it'll be a trade deadline move because Erod was a trade deadline mishap.
Well, how about this?
He was also saddled with him and terms in that contract that weren't agreed to by Scott Harris. Okay, I'm not going to redo the trade deadline from two years ago.
But how about this? You talk about working yourself into a hitter's count. He's all about owning the zone.
Yeah.
There's ways that you end up taking some balls in this at-bat. So I think the Flaherty trade last year and then getting him back, that earns a ball in the count, does it not? And you're setting yourself up. If you can get a 2-1, 3-1 count, you're going to get something juicy. You're going to have that one big thing that puts this team in the World Series, right?
Juicy balls.
Juicy balls. All right, we're going to talk some Pistons basketball later in the hour.
I am not a participant in this. I just want to make sure everybody is clear. I'm not a participant.
You don't want to talk about Scott Harris's balls this morning.
God,
all right.
Grow up. Come on.
All right, at 8:35. Sorry, Heather. 8:35.
Every time.
The headline. I loved reading what people were saying about the Pistons. Even though they lost in the first round, everybody's pretty optimistic. The headline, can the Pistons resist the summer of temptation? We'll get to that coming up at 8:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
People care about the Pistons again. It's great. We're going to talk about them at 8:35. The headline, can the Pistons resist a summer of temptations? Now comes the hard part. Can they afford to stay patient? We'll get to it. There's some names out there, a healthy debate about how the summer should go for Detroit. Talking a lot about the Tigers. Some ticket text says, not having a big money roster is good for now, but it will hurt this team deep in the playoffs if they don't spend more to get better. We've seen the first series with the Dodgers that they'll hit a whole different gear and blow us off the field. On the spend money crowd, they drive me insane. Shut up. It's why patience with young prospects pays off. In 3 years, we'll have a high payroll just to keep our current players.
Well, that could be down the road. And if you're worried about the Dodgers, that means you're worried about what's going to happen in the World Series.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
I'm all in on the Tigers. Got a tattoo this weekend. All the way in.
Oh, wow.
I'm curious, could you follow up which one of the 13 home runs they hit against the Angels pushed you over the top?
Yeah, and what's the tattoo and where?
Like the old English D. That's cool.
Where would you put
it? Yeah, or the tiger head?
On your arm?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah. Maybe on the shoulder? Yeah.
Tigers may be loaded this year. It gives me a 2006 vibe. No stars, a lot of good guys, and they play as a team. It was a fun summer, 2006. And
It
feels like we're setting up for another really fun
summer. It's already
summer
been
here.
Fun.
Yeah. Well, it's not even summer yet, and it's fun. Texter says, Gov, stop covering for cookies. Let him be an adult and apologize to Harris and Hinch. You're always giving him an out. The Hinch thing, I think we've settled that deal. I laughed at my stupid question. I said he should have won Manager of the Year. I'm pretty glowing in my praise of A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, you think he's done a good job.
Yes, I do think he's done a good job. And I think Scott Harris has done a good job.
Yeah.
All criticism aside, and I think... Look, at the time, I felt that way. I felt it was warranted. What he did at the deadline ended up working out brilliantly because they end up getting Flaherty back and they stock up their
system. That's not the
strike
he still has.
No, I know. Well, the first year, he misplayed the Erod thing. And the third base question is a fair question, although they have found their right-handed bat in Torkelson. I don't think he anticipated finding his right-handed bat in Spencer Torkelson. So I'm supposed to apologize.
Sometimes
for
things
for
work
that.
Out.
It did. And I'm very happy he's the president of baseball operations for the Detroit Tigers. Is that what people want to know?
Just, I mean, in case they didn't hear, what was that?
I like that he's the president of baseball operations for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, I think that's what people want to know.
Okay. I mean, they want me to grovel. I'm so sorry, Scott.
No. Groveling's not. It's beneath you.
Thank you. All right. Ticket text 248-539-9797 says, Dingler is the game changer. When you can hit at the catcher spot, that changes your lineup dramatically.
Yeah, I mean, currently he's hitting 300, but his OPS right now is 803. If you're getting that production from a catcher.
That's how you have a 1-9 lineup.
Yeah.
When we get Parker Meadows back, it'll be a big deal. He's the most important Tiger outside of Scooble, according to the Ticket Texter.
Could be. I know Tom had that stat last year of the games that they won with Parker Meadows in the lineup. And I do think getting him back, because of the threat he is on the base paths.
He was a 100-win player the way he was pacing them.
Right.
You know?
The issue is going to be when he comes back, how long does it take him to get up to speed? And how often can he get to first base? Can he draw walks? Can he just hit singles? Can he just be a guy that gets on first base? Because for him, a single, it turns into a double with the stolen base proper.
Exactly. I think, to me, if he can hit like he did last year in the second half of the season, that will really make a difference on this team. Because then you're putting that at the top of the lineup with that speed. I mean, when they get Vierling back, he was a 2.9 war player last year, and Meadows was a 2.2. So you're adding that to this team already. I mean, and I still think AJ will be relatively consistent in matchups to a degree. I mean, remember last year, Meadows, well, if he was facing a righty, he'd hit leadoff. If he was facing a lefty, he'd hit down, I think, at the bottom 9, and then he started moving him up to like 7 in the playoffs because he was performing better. It's like, that's what the advantage. I don't think many teams are doing to the degree what the Tigers are doing in terms of basically a computer, all the numbers, they've combined them all together, and it spits out who should hit and where they should hit in the lineup. And it's working.
We'll get to the Pistons at 8:35. 9 o'clock, it is Cinco de Mayo. We have our world cuisine draft.
Oh, yeah.
How high will sheltered white people food go? Looking at you, Heather. Let's get to the news.
A Michigan State police trooper was wounded and a suspect was killed early this morning during a shootout with police in Detroit. Police say a member of the auto theft unit was shot right around 4:40 a.m. During this exchange of gunfire. The suspect, like I said, was shot and killed. The trooper was rushed to the hospital. I don't know his current condition. That has not been released. And information about what led to the exchange of gunfire and the exchange in general has not been released either. But I'm sure more news will come out as the story unfolds. Bill Belichick has been under some media scrutiny as of late, and now sources are saying that he's thinking about hiring an outside PR firm to help manage his public image as well as promote his new book.
I thought Jordan was doing that.
She was. So apparently, yes, Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend, had been handling his PR. But we all know that hasn't been going
great. So he needs PR to handle his PR?
He does, it sounds like. Well, you know, it hasn't really been going well.
To handle the personal or the professional side of their relationship?
Again, yeah, all good questions. I would think it would be all-encompassing.
Yes.
It's a mess.
Yeah, it really is. It's like one of those things, every time I see an article about Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, I'm like, ugh. I'm like already sick of it. Like, okay.
Yeah. Well, you read the article. Enough. She's like amassed like $1 million real estate portfolios. And
good for her, right? But just like, okay, I'm done caring a little bit. But reports say that he has been consulting with Brandon Faber. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. He was the former VP of communications for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, okay.
And they've been in discussion, I guess, for a while, but nothing has been set in stone. No done deal yet of him hiring him, but he's looking that way. He's looking for some extra help.
Sure.
Rob Gronkowski was left shocked when he heard that the New York Giants draft pick, Abdul Carter, had asked Hall of Fame linebacker Lawrence Taylor to let him wear his iconic number 56. So Carter was the number 3 overall pick of the draft, and he asked Taylor to wear number 56, and I guess he also asked Phil Sims to wear number 11, and he didn't get either of those.
Phil Sims said he was inclined to let it happen, but his family voted him down. So
there you go. Well, here's Gronkowski reacting to this on his podcast with Julian Edelman.
I thought there was a dog barking.
What were they, like chopping sounds?
It's like a video edit if people watched it. John, what did you think of it?
I don't care. If he wants to ask, fine. And LT, I'm glad LT said no. I'm glad Phil Simms said no. But I don't really care that he asked. If you don't ask, you don't get. And now he'll get a chance to pick his own number and make it his own.
Well, that would be my thought. Go make your legacy.
Sure.
Make a different number famous that other people want to wear.
Did he wear that number in college?
He wore 11.
11.
Okay.
Not 56.
So that's why he asked.
Okay.
Phil
Simms. I understand that.
Yeah,
that's
what I understand.
I get that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have as big of a problem as other people do. It's just, you know, and he didn't make it a big issue. He basically said, well, I asked and
they
said,
no. Listen to this story. There's a guy in Kentucky that was over the moon after winning the biggest lottery prize in the state's history. But then 4 days later, he was behind bars. So on April 26th, this guy, 50-year-old guy, James Farthing, not farting, Farthing, he learned the Powerball ticket that he had bought, oh gosh, for his mom was a big win- was a big winner. So he won $167 million. And he and his mom collected the prize. They got the picture with the big check, so excited. And then days later, he was arrested and charged with a felony count of battery on a law enforcement officer, as well as two misdemeanor counts of battery and resisting an officer. So it turns out he and his girlfriend were involved in this fight at a hotel. During this fight, not only did he punch somebody else, but he also kicked an officer in the face. So now, you know, instead of using all his money, well, he won't use all of it, but instead of using his money to
he can get himself a good lawyer.
Exactly.
And pay
post
fines
bond and fines. And yes.
Just, you won that kind of money. I wouldn't be mad at anybody. I wouldn't be agitated. You'd be on cloud nine.
Well, I think he was celebrating with some alcohol and consumed too much of it.
Could be part of the equation.
Because it sounds like his girlfriend was, she was arrested as well.
Oh,
highly intoxicated.
Along with his mom?
No, I don't think mom was there.
Oh,
mom was celebrating her own way. I don't know what she was doing.
Yeah.
She was not involved. No. That's all I got for right now.
It's perfect. Heather with the news. We got the World Cuisine Draft in a half hour. Pistons talk next. Can they avoid temptation? It's 97.1.
Hey, do you avoid being in pictures because you just don't like the way you look at them and, you know, the camera adds a few pounds? I've been there and it sucks. I told you about why I started my weight loss journey. Daughter sent me a picture of me standing on the sidelines. I wondered who that was. Come to find out, it was me. Now picture yourself 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days. That could be you with Ideal You. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know this program really works. As I mentioned, it's how I started my weight loss journey. I lost 50 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. Book today, and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 absolute value, absolutely free. Book a free consultation right now at idealyou.us. They'll assign you a weight loss coach, and they'll build a plan that works for you. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures yet again, especially as we get close to summer. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Pouring it on. He drove in six runs. Trey Sweeney. Tiger bats have come alive. Best run differential in baseball, best record in the American League. And coming up this week, it's the lowly Colorado Rockies. Good ballpark to play in if you're going yard left and right.
Yeah, but you can hit some home runs there.
I think their staff ERA is approaching six, and I think they have six total wins on the season. So keep it rolling.
Yep, let's go.
Pistons are going to try to keep it rolling. I was reading as much as I could this weekend about what the national media thought of our basketball team, right? The fight, they lost the series, but this was a massively successful step forward for the organization. And the Ringer, I think, proposed the big question. Can the Pistons resist a summer of temptation? Detroit basketball is back. Now comes the hard part. Do they need to make a splashy move to take the next step? Or can they afford to stay patient? John, which camp are you in?
I think they need to make a big move. And I'm not normally the one that says, you know, hey, you got to go out and sign or trade for something big. But in the NBA, you have to have a minimum of two stars and probably three, with two of the three bordering on superstardom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Jaden Ivey ever becomes a star.
People would fight you because it's so early.
Well, okay. I mean, I think his best years are ahead of him.
Yeah.
But Jalen Duren, is he ever going to be a star?
No,
Asar Thompson, is he going to be a star?
They're important pieces, but no, I don't think they're stars.
And I mean, we know Malik Beasley is a nice complimentary piece, and I'd like them to re-sign him. I think that's part of the plan moving forward for next year. But I don't see him as a superstar or you know, the Robin to Cade's Batman. I think you're going to have to go out and find yourself a Booker, a Giannis, you know, a Markkanen,
Sabonis,
which we talked about earlier. We could dive into all of those. Booker seems to me to be the one that is the best option because he's the youngest. He's very productive. He's a guy, you got to have a guy that wants to be here. And I believe he wants to be here. He wants to be a Detroit Piston because Giannis has 3 years left on his deal, but that last year is a player option. Now, if he comes here and he wins, maybe he decides, yes, I'd like to be here and maybe re-ups, whatever. Durant, I know people have been all over Kevin Durant. He's only got 1 year left on his deal. And I know he does want to be here. But you're going to have to give up a lot to get him for just simply 1 year because of the way he's been very complimentary of Cade Cunningham.
Yeah.
And so I know that that'll be a part of the conversation. The free agents, not a great free agent class. There's some guys with player options and club options and blah, blah, blah. But it's unless you want to go with James Harden or try and convince LeBron to come to Detroit, which I don't. The free agent class is not a great class. So you're going to have to find a way, if you go that route of adding to this roster with a star, you're going to have to trade.
The Ringer writes that Atlanta's the cautionary tale of feeling like you have to do something. They went out and added DeJounte Murray, gave up multiple firsts, paired him with Trae Young after they made the East Finals. Oil and water, it didn't work. They never made it out of the first round, and they had to wave the white flag and trade DeJounte Murray away. This all comes down to getting the right guy, because I'd argue the Cleveland Cavaliers gave up multiple firsts and Sexton and Markkanen, and they added Donovan Mitchell, and it's put them on a completely different level. You have to look at this landscape, and not all players are equal. If Zion's available, I'm not doing it. If Durant, I think he's the type of player they need, but timeline doesn't make sense, I'm not doing it. Booker's a guy who's dropped 40 in multiple NBA Finals games. You want to talk about a true running mate for Cade Cunningham? Bring the ball up, take the pressure off of him, still space the floor. He checks every box. He grew up watching the 04 Pistons. He supports all our teams. Phoenix is going the wrong way, especially if they trade Kevin Durant away this summer. He will need to be rescued, and we become the soft landing spot. Detroit has their first-round picks back. They can trade as many of them as it takes. They can throw Ivy and Durin and Holland and Asar and some combination of those guys. Not all, but a combination of those guys. Booker would be number one. To me, number two is probably Giannis, because you're getting a Hall of Famer. He doesn't shoot, but he defends. He passes. He doesn't need the ball. He could play off of Cade if you put enough shooting around the two of them. And then I'd go Sabonis is the last guy on that big three, because he can shoot, he can bang on the boards, he can move the ball. He's a very good passer from the post. That's your inside-outside with Cade Cunningham. Those guys are all on bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys should be available. You could even go Lauri Markkanen, who I know Jalen Rose has brought up. He may be that next guy. It depends on the player, but I would very much like to pursue a star as opposed to just saying, hey, we're going to overinflate our own, cross our fingers, and hope it works out. For every Celtics and Nuggets, there's plenty of other teams that haven't gotten it done.
Do I think a healthy Isaiah Stewart, healthy Jaden Ivey, makes this team better moving forward?
Yeah.
And yeah, do I think that gets them into the second round of the playoffs? Probably.
But then
is it good enough to beat a Boston or a Cleveland or an OKC if you get further down the road? I don't think so. And maybe that is the path, and you're just waiting to develop some of these young guys. You're hoping that they take those next steps, and next year you go a little bit further. Next year, free agent class, maybe it's a little bit better.
You don't have to force it. I mean, look, if teams aren't going to deal the guys, then you can always run back next year and stay in hot pursuit of a big piece.
Yeah.
You don't have to force it. Again, I don't want Zion, who's never healthy, and Trajan Langdon will know the Zion stuff, having been in New Orleans. The Durant stuff, I know he's complimentary of Cade, but at 37 years old on an expiring contract, am I mortgaging multiple firsts and young players for two, three years at this? No, I think the appeal of a Giannis and a Booker and a Sabonis are guys who are 28, 29, 30. They give you a 5+ year window with Cade to hunt a championship as one of the 4 or 5 best teams in the sport.
So, like with Durant, absolutely not for me. Like, that's this
Rieger brought him up this weekend, and I know. Mixed response.
I know your window's too small to try to win it. It's a next year or year after, and I don't think this roster is ready for that. I mean, you'd have to go all in somewhere else. You'd almost have to do what the Suns did. They would what they built around Booker, right?
Yeah.
and who wants that? I think the only 1% I can give for Zion is because of Langdon. Like if Trajan Langdon did that, would you be against it?
You'd have to trust that he knows something, that he knows him personally, that he's going to get the most out of him. But they didn't get the most out of him in New Orleans when he was there. I'd be a little concerned.
I don't think that's happened either. Really, the only one I'm on board with right now is Booker. I just think the fit and the age and the window and the championship performance in the finals that he had, even though Giannis did beat him, I'm just going with the guard over the big guy. I think Giannis's, time at this level of play in this league is probably more limited. So that's why I would do Booker. But, I mean, I am fine with standing pat because I do want to see what potentially Holland can become. And I know that those guys don't hold him back, but he might have to be in the trade.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. And in the end, for Booker, I would do it. But I think also, like, Thompson, it's like, I'm starting to wonder, like, long-term, is he really, can you have a guy that's that bad offensively be on your roster?
Every team can have one non-shooter. They got to be a dunker, and they have to defend, and he does both at a high level. But if Durin and Thompson are on the floor, can you win a first-round series? Yeah. Could you defend and win a rock fight in the second round? Maybe. You're not winning a title, though.
You can't have two guys that play that much shoot, not be able to shoot outside.
Yeah. Now, if one or both develops a jumper, it unlocks something. And that's why people want to wait. That's the other camp.
That's again why I'm with Booker, because you've got the outside shooting with him, and you can kind of still maybe, I guess internally, they'd have to decide when it comes to who they're giving up there with Holland and Thompson. You know, and then, well, what do the Suns want? Which player do they want?
Yeah. But I think the beauty of this is the Pistons are suddenly a destination because Cade is an all-NBA player, will be named one shortly, is revered by players like Durant, and you become attractive. You have a culture. People watched you play in the playoffs. People generally like the disposition, the fight of this basketball team. You finally have picks, right? Their first was tied up forever and ever and ever. Now you can do 2 and 3 and 4 firsts and a big deal and pick swaps and all that stuff.
And you're a team that is attractive. You're a team that is on the rise. You're a team that is going to contend not just to be in the postseason, not just to win postseason series, but to eventually contend for titles.
Perfect. So we threw a lot of names at you guys. There's scenarios. There's temptation. Do you want the Pistons to stay the course, or do any of those names jump out to you and someone you want to go get? It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. Whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers that you could sit down, talk to, and have a conversation with, not some tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today, or you can call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
All right, we're going to get to the phones. It's great that we can have these conversations about the Pistons now. Season's over and everybody's excited about what's next. The Ringer wrote about temptation. Can the Pistons avoid it? Do they stay the course, or do they make a splash? And the answer is, well, it depends. Who's the guy? Like, do I want Zion, who's nearly eaten himself out of the league? Probably not. Do I want Kevin Durant? The skill set, sure, but the fact that he's going to be 37? Not exactly a long championship window with Cade. So it depends on the player. 248-539-9797. Booker is at the top of these lists. He scored 40 in multiple NBA Finals games. He complements Cade Cunningham in the backcourt, can bring the ball up, space the floor. You don't have to worry about fit. See, some of these other guys, you might have to worry about fit. Shooting, you can never have enough of it. It plays well. Booker, Cade, 1-2 punch. Doesn't matter who Batman is. It could change game to game, quarter to quarter.
Yeah.
You have a real 1-2 punch. And I'd be willing to give up Ivy Durin firsts to get a player like that. Same with Giannis, although the fit's a little clunkier. I'd love to see Giannis and Cade in some pick and roll actions and reverse pick and roll actions. They're both really good passers. They can get their own shot. If you put shooting, that's a team instantly where you have two of the 10 best players in the sport. You should be intrigued. The Greek freak to Greek town. And then Sabonis is the other one. Sabonis is on a bad team in the Kings. They already traded away De'Aaron Fox. He can shoot it. He can rebound. He can pass it. He's the big chess piece that fits on every team. I'd love any of those three players.
And here's the other thing. If you're talking Giannis, you'll have two of the top 10 players in the NBA. But what else are you going to compliment Cade with?
And that's, Texter says, keep in mind with all these conversations, it does open massive holes on the roster. If you lose Durin or Assar, it's not like we're going to add another star. You have to replace them with role players.
Right, but if you lose Durin and you get Giannis,
it's an upgrade.
It's not going to be a one-for-one trade. There's going to be a lot of other things. But if you lose Jaden Ivey, if you lose other players that are, right now, role players, you're going to have to fill those roles.
Texter says, trade for Booker. I don't care who we trade. Sign Beasley and Naz Reid. Go win the East. Book it. Signed MJ. Guys, if it's true that Boston is going to start selling off after this year, I'd be interested in pursuing Jaylen Brown. Joe in Mount Clemens. Whether they get Brown or a piece, the fact that Boston has to tear down a little bit, the luxury tax, the apron, new ownership, that opens up a window for the Pistons to try to jump into the top spot in the East in the next couple seasons here. So be aggressive.
And being able to pick off some of their stars would be attractive.
Sabonis, please. There's no way Giannis comes to Detroit. I'm all the way out on Booker or Durant. Sabonis is the number one guy.
I mean, you're talking, when you're talking about all these guys, you can rank them, but they would all be major upgrades to this roster.
Yeah, and for Sabonis.
And I'm not saying all of them together. I'm saying you pick one, and whoever that is going to be an upgrade on this roster.
Valeni mentioned last week the Celtics win again. They'll have to blow up the team. Says Derek White would be at the top of my list with Jaylen Brown. There's some names out there. Matt, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. So I do like the KD idea because, you know, he likes Cade and Cade likes him. I think they would benefit each other. And KD's experience, you know, he could help the younger players of the team. And then I was listening over the weekend and heard some idiotic conversation. This would never happen, but if he were available, people were talking about going to get Jalen Brunson because, you know, we hate him, but we love him on this team. What do you think about that?
So we got a ticket texter. Do I still have the sheet? And it actually has Brunson as a suggestion on the bottom. I scratched it off because I thought they were trolling us. I wasn't even going to read it on the air.
Caputo and Mark Ryan all this weekend where they were talking about, you know, Jalen Brunson coming to the Pistons.
Okay.
I thought it was stupid, but like...
So I get bringing him up because he's going to generate phone calls and stir the pot. I don't understand how you would bring in another point guard on this team. An undersized guard. No.
Yeah. All right. Who was having the argument?
248-539-9797. Those two go at each other.
They do.
I think there's a set of boxing gloves around the studio for
them. And there was an appreciation for Jalen Brunson after that series. There's an anger. And if he's on your team, he's a guy that you would get over that anger quickly. Especially if he was as good in the fourth quarter as he was. Over the past couple of years, I don't remember what the stat was, but he has more fourth quarter points than anybody else in the last 3 years in the playoffs.
So who do you think had the idea of Brunson to come here between Pat and Mark?
Mark. That'd be my guess. I would guess that too. But I'm guessing. Why not, Pat?
I wonder if he's adopted like the trait yet. When you co-host with Pat, you try to find things to actually
get
him fiery about.
Yeah. That's not hard with Caputo. I've been there in a crosstalk or two. 248-539-9797. Speaking of Pat, Kevin in Detroit, you say stand Pat. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'm saying stay Pat. Well, not stand Pat, but I don't think we need to give up on all these young assets. You got Naz Reid, you got Miles Turner. Maybe if you give up a couple people for Devin Booker, you know, because then you get a team and you're still in a spot like the Lakers. You got two superstars, but nobody else. You know, I think we need to work what we got, see what this Ivy goes. And like I said, hell, I'd be happy if you got Naz Reid and Miles Turner in free agency. I'd be happy.
Turner's one of those stretch bigs, and he can protect the rim. I wouldn't be mad at adding Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And Naz Reid's a very popular name. You're probably only getting one of the two, though.
Right.
But between the two. But it'd be a front court addition for this team. Look, there's worlds where they bring back Beasley, find a stretch big, lean on their young guys, advance further next year, and no one's mad. But I think in the NBA, if you have a chance to add one of the 10 to 15 best players in the sport, and Giannis is, and I think Booker is, you go for it.
Yeah, and the question is going to be, do you go for it this year, or do you allow those guys to develop so you don't waste a year of paying a guy where you're just you're the nuts and bolts aren't as well defined as they need to be? Or as well developed as they need to be?
I think this guy's speaking our language, John. He says, we got to stop acting like Duren and Thompson are great. They're good role guys, but if it costs them and Ivy to get Brown, Giannis, Sabonis, Booker, I'm doing it every day of the week and twice on Sunday. We can't overvalue our own guys.
Right, and I think we do that quite a bit where we want a Giannis or we want a Booker, but we only want them if they're free agents and we don't have to give anything up. Because you're not going to go Asar Thompson for Devin Booker straight up. Oh, throw in a couple of first-round picks. It's still not going to be enough.
No. Last season was cute. They're not close enough. to spend a ton of assets to go big game fishing, wait a couple years, let the roster settle. And this one says a splash would be great, but it has to be 30 or younger to be part of a five-year core, and then we can chase a championship.
Well, Booker fits that. Sabonis fits that. He just turned 29.
Giannis just is 30 or just is he's 30 years old.
Yeah.
He's right on the line.
Yeah.
All right. Ticket Techs want to know if fake Italian Jim Costa will get Italian food. We've got that coming up next. It is Cinco de Mayo. We have our world cuisine draft. Stay tuned. It's 97.1.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.